Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Nun Dalad in Mesechet Shabbos, the 216th daf in Shas. We're in Perek Misha Hichshiv, and yesterday's daf was discussing the halachos of an individual that finds himself close to Shabbos carrying an object, particularly a wallet. What is he supposed to do with it? And the Gemara began discussing the possibility of placing it on a donkey. Now that's significant for a separate shaila in halacha, and that is the iser of mechaber. The Torah Kedosha tells us, "Lo sasa chol melacha ato vincha vitecha, avdecha v'amascha uvehem techa," that there is also an iser for your behema to do work. This daf is very important in fleshing out the iser of having your animal doing work, which is referred to in halachic terminology as mechamer, loading a donkey. Let's pick up 5 lines into the wide on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis with these halachos of mechamer. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, ha-mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos. Someone who loads up and leads his animal on Shabbos, if he does it b'shogeg chayiv chatas, then there's a chayiv carbon, b'mezit chayiv skila. And if he doesn't b'mezit, he's going to be punishable by stoning. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rava, d'amar kura lo sasach ha-melacha. We read, mentioned the pasuk beforehand, atu v'hem techa. It says, you and your behema. And it equates you with your behema. Behemto dum yudideh. The behema will have the same halacha as you if you do a melacha. Mahu b'shog chayiv chatas mezit chayiv skila. Af behemto nami b'shogeg chayiv chatas b'mezit skila. That if he does the b'mezit, he's also going to be chayiv for skila. The Gemara questions this approach. Amar Rava shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava asked Rami Bar Chama that he has 2 questions, if you will, on this approach. Chada, yachsiv Torah achas yilachem la'osa b'shkaga, v'hanefesh asher te'aseh b'yad rama. The Torah describes, in Parsha Shlach, the Torah speaks about someone who sins by serving Avodah Zarah. This is actually a big subject in Meseches Horios. The Gemara discusses this pasuk a lot. Torah achas yelachem la'osa b'shkaga v'anefesh asher tase b'yad rama. And the Gemara points out, huksha kol ha-Torah kula la'avodah zarah, that the entire Torah is equated over here to avodah zarah, because there the Torah is talking specifically about avodah zarah b'shkaga. Yet it's called Torah achas. Ma'avodah zarah dov ma'ase b'gufe hachanami ad dov ma'ase b'gufe. In order to be chayiv a karban chatos, you need to do an action with your body. Asks Rava, when it comes to Mechamer, there the individual is not doing an action with his body. So how could you say that we equate the action of an individual on Shabbos with the action of his behema? That goes against the rules of Chatos. Va'od, and another question asks Rava, Tnan, ha-mechal se Shabbos b'davar she-chayov na-shigos se-chatos va'al-zdonas skila. The Mishnah Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph describes someone who violated Shabbos, which is an avera in an instance where he does it b'shogeg, then he's chayiv chatas, and b'mezit he gets skila. Now that's the general rule. However, it says ha mechalas a Shabbos bidover, someone who's mechal Shabbos that's punishable by this. Those are included in the list of those who are chayiv in skila. The Mishnah describes over there. That's why it's doing in Masechta Sanhedrin. However, it seems to indicate, and the Gemara there deduces this as well, Mechlau de'ika midi de'en chayom na'ashigas el'chatas v'lo al'zdono skila, that there are things that you're not chayiv for the shogeg of karben chatas, and you don't get the mezid skila. What's an example of that? Umaynihu asks Rava rhetorically, lav de mechamer, is it not mechamer? In other words, all the other 39 melachos fit in beautifully, that you get misa of skila and a carbon chatas. What must the exception be? The exception must be mechamer. So that's another reason why Rami Bar Chama is wrong when Rami Bar Chama said that it's punishable by chatas. So Rava has 2 questions, again to review. Rami Bar Chama had said, the mechamer is chayiv a carbon chatas, And Rava challenges on two different levels. Number one, Rava says that the Torah equates carbon chatas to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah requires a maisa to be chayv. So too, you should be chayv on Shabbos only with maisa, and here your behemoth did the maisa. A, question number one. Question number two is, at the end of the day, when it comes to chilul Shabbos, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin insinuates that there is something that you're not chayv a carbon on, and the only thing we could possibly think of is mechamer. Maininu lav de mechamer? Question mark. Answer the Gemara, lo, I can think of another case. Tchumin. The Isser of Tchumin. Torah Kedosh says, Al Yetze Ishmim, come on Parshas Bo. And Rabbi Akiva explains in a Mishnah in Sota on Daf Chav Zayin Amabez, and it is also borne out in the its more appropriate place vis-a-vis Masechta and Erevin on Yud Zayin Amabez in the end of the first Perek, that Rabbi Akiva holds that this is an Isser Daraisa. Al Yetze Ishmim, come on, Tchumin is Daraisa. Many hold that it is derabbanan. They're fascinating shitas in this regard. So the Gemara says, "Lo tchubin va'aliba de Rabbi Akiva." We're talking about tchum when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that insinuates that there's something that is daoraisa, yet nevertheless is not punishable by a karban chatas and misa, and that is the iser tchumin. Similarly, v'havara aliba de Rabbi Yossi, as well as the Isser of Mavir, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara earlier in Daf Ayin Amid Aleph says that Rabbi Yossi holds that havara is an exception, what the Gemara describes as havara l'lav yotzas, and that it's considered a lav which is not punishable by chatas and misa like other avos melachos. Most do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The Melchamos Hashem in the end of the first parak of Erevin points out that from our Gemara is mashma that only Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumin is Daraisa, and that many others hold that it is Darabbanan. This is a big discussion amongst the Rishonim whether Al Yetze Yishmim Mekomo is an Isur Daraisa according to all, or specifically only according to Rabbi Akiva, which has Nafkaminos for Halacha. That's we now nominate it as a possibility for the halacha from the daily daf. The Gemara continues on Kuf Nun Dalid Amid Alf. Rev Zvid Masni Hachi. We had Rami Bar Chama's dramatic rule, and that is that he put Mechamer in the category with all other Isurei Daraisa of Shabbos. Now Rev Zvid presents Rami Bar Chama in a manner that is different than we had on the bottom of Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rami Bar Chama Mechamer Achar Behema B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Eino chayiv chatas. Emphasis, of course, on eino, that you're not going to be chayiv a carbon chatas. Originally, Rav Bar Chama had said that you are going to be chayiv chatas, and here Zvid introduces a fascinating dichotomy. Now, on one hand, you have to be chayiv chatas, yet b'mezid chayiv skila. If he does it b'mezid, he's going to be chayiv skila. Masiv Rava. And then Rava asked the following question. Rava challenges this from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that we quoted earlier. Hamechalas Hashabbos v'dover shechayev na'al shegasar chatos chayovin al zdono skiva. If your mechal Shabbos something that you're chayev for its carbon, for its shogeg, if you did it unwittingly, so then you're chayev a carbon chatos. If you did it intentionally, you're chayev skila. So that's the rule of thumb. Whatever is chayev carbon chatos will be chayev skila. Now let us deduce, asks Rava. What does the Mishnah seem to do? It seems to put the two together. Ha, ein chayav nal shigasa chatos, ein chayav nal zdono skila. That if you're not going to be chayav b'shogeg a carbon chatos, then you won't be chayav skila. And Rav Zvid quoted Rami Bar Chama saying, Mechamer is an interesting animal, no pun intended. And that is, on the one hand, it's not chayav a carbon chatos. On the other hand, it's chayav when it comes to amazed. And that doesn't seem to work with the rule of thumb in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, are you so sure that that's the way to read the Mishnah over there in Sanhedrin? Miktani ha'ein chayavin. Does the Mishnah say, as your deduction had stated, that if you're chayiv a karmachatas, then you're chayiv a skila for its mezid? Doesn't say that. Hachi kamer, you could read the Mishnah the following way. Davar she'chayav na shigasa chatas, chayav na zdona skila. If there's a chayiv chatas, then you will always have a chayiv skila. V'yesh davar, but there are things, as Rav Zvid had posited in the name of Rami Bar Chama, she'en chayav na shigasa chatas, v'chayavin al zdona skila. that won't be chayiv a karmichatas, but will be chayiv skila, umayniyu mechamer. And that would be mechamer. So we haven't rejected this postulation that mechamer is not chayiv a karben chatas, but would be punishable by death if it's done b'mezit. The Gemara is now going to quote the opinion of Rava, but before we describe who this Rava is, there are a few different Ravas in the Gemara. The Gemara brings up a question of this Rava that we're about to quote, who and how were his relatives. Says the Gemara, Rava Chvua de Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rava, who was the brother of Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Va'amri la Avua de Rav Mari Bar Rachel. And some say he was the father of Rami Bar Rachel. He's going to teach us something, but before we learn what he was going to teach us, the Gemara tries to clarify which one is correct. Was this Rava the father of Rav Mari Bar Rachel, or the brother of Rav Mari Bar Rachel? Lishna Basra, according to the opinion, says that he was the father of Rami Bar Rachel. We're going to get stuck. Hada Rav, this that we learned that Rav, it's in the name of, in regards to Rav, Akshere le Rav Mari Bar Rachel, that Rav had accepted Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Umanye Biporse de Bavo, and appointed him as one of the leaders, one of the communal leaders in Bava. Now, how is that a raya that he was the brother of Rav Mari and not the father of Rav Mari? Rashi explains that there was a tradition that Rav Mari was the son of Iser Giura. Iser Giura was, as his second name, as his appellation describes, was a Giur, was a Ger. And we know that the Gemara in Yevama says, Som Tosim Alecha Melech, that Mikarev Achecha, that if you're going to appoint a king, he needs to be Mikarev Achecha, and he can't be a Ger. So it would make more sense that he was the brother of Rav Mari Bar Rachel. There, his father, Rava's father, was Iser Giura, but as long as his mother, Rashi explains, was Jewish, then he could be given an appointment. The halach of Som Tasim Alecha Melech does not only apply to the kingship, it applies to other communal positions as well. So, but that's the Gemara. It's right, and the Gemara rejects it. Dilma Trei Mari Bar Rachel Hava. Maybe there were two Rav Mari Bar Rachels, and we're not talking about the same Mari Bar Rachel, and then our Raya would not be a strong Raya. One of them, Rava, was their father, and the second, their father was a Goy. So if that would be so, then there would be no proof. Either way, Maslo HaShmaitza Mishmei D'Rav Yochanan Liftar. He learned the teaching of Rav Yochanan to exempt Mechamer from a punishment, as we're about to see. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mechamer Acha Behemto B'Shabbos, Potter Mikulam. That Rav Yochanan's of the opinion that you're Potter both from the Shogeg and from the Mezid. B'Shogeg lo Mechayiv Chatos. He's not Mechayiv on Shogeg, based on logic we had seen on the bottom of Kufnun Yimon Beis, and now we're hearing it in the name of Rav Yochanan. And that is, lo Mechayiv Chatos, the Huk Shekola Torah Kula Avodah Zarah. All Chiyuvei Shogeg are equated to Avodah Zarah, because the Torah says in regards to Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, it's elaborated on in Maseches Horios, Torah Achas Yelachem, that it's one Torah, and means to equate Nefesh Achas Techto V'Shkoga, means to equate the Parsha of Shogeg, of Kol Torah Kula, to Avodah Zarah. So even though that Parsha and Parsha Shlach is only talking about Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, we can learn out for Torah, Kol Torah Kula, that you need a Maisa, as we had argued earlier. And Mechamer, the individual, is not doing a Maisa. Mezid Nami Lo Mechayiv. And he also will not be Chayiv if he does it Mechamer B'Mezid. It's not as we learned in that Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. HaMechal Zishav Zdor Shechayov Nal Shugah Sechatas Al Zdonah Skila. Ho'ein Chayov Nal Shugah Sechatas Ein Chayovin Al Zdonah Skila. In such a case, you're not going to be Chayiv on the Mezid as well, because we'll deduce, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is telling us that only those things that you're chayiv a chatas for, will you be chayiv on its Mezid Misa. Of course, this stands in distinction to the opinion of Rav Zvid above, who had quoted the name of Rabbi Bar Chama, that you would be potter from the chatas, but if you did it b'mezid, you would be chayiv skila. Rabbi Yochanan points out that there's one more onish that one could have given, and one more punishment that could have been given for mechamer, that also one will not be chayiv for. Belav nami lo mechayiv, as a regular lav that gets malchus, you're not going to be chayiv on that. Why? Because the havile lav shenitein lazharas misas bezdin. This is a lav that is used to warn for misas bezdin. Lav shenitein lazharas misas bezdin is an important rule that is borne out in Maseches Makkos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and that is that in the Torah there are two prescriptions when there is an action that is punished. One is the lav, which has an azhara, that serves as the warning, and then there is the actual isur. Now, what is the azhara for the isur of Shabbos? The azhara is this pasuk by Mechamer. Hence, if it's already used as azhara for the Misas Bezdin, so then we have a rule, lav shenitin lazharas Misas Bezdin, ein lokin alav. The whole lav shenitin lazharas Misas Bezdin, if that lav is already being used for azharas Misas Bezdin, ein lokin alav, then you're not going to get malchus. So now Rabbi Yochanan knocked off three possibilities. Number one, he says that when it comes to mechamer, it's not going to be considered chayiv a karban chatas because there's no maisa. Number two, anything that's not chayiv for a karban chatas is not chayiv skila. And number three, in regards to the lav, you're not going to get that because the pasuk, this pasuk of lo sasa chol melacha, is what is referred to in the Gemara Makos as lav de mechamer, is the source of all azharos of Shabbos, and a lav shenitin lazharas misas bezdin, ein lokin alav, is not going to be punished. The Gemara turns to Amud Beis, and even if you're going to disagree with that, Man Damar Makos, we'll say that something that's used for azhara could also be used for malchus. V'afilu Man Damar lokin lichto rachmana lo sasa chom alach uvem techa. Lo sasa chom alach. The Torah should say, lo sasa chom alach uvem techa. It should say all of those things. Ata lomali. Why does it say lo sa'asa chamalacha ata uvehemtecha? Haniu demechayiv behemto lo mechayiv. It's coming to tell you specifically ata, but on your behema, you're not going to be chayiv. So normally, lav shenitin lazharas misas bezdin, there is a man number that says that you would be loke. However, this would not fall into that category. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah that had described that if one's animal is loaded on Shabbos because one realized that it is getting late, so then the animal rides into the courtyard and the Mishnah says, the stuff that are on it, it depends on what type of things we're discussing. Note the Sakem, let's look back on the Mishnah. Kufnun Gimel Anach. Mishnah Shik Baderach Nosen Kisel Nachri. If it gets dark, he gives his wallet to a Gentile. Vim Einimo Nachri. And if a Gentile is not there, Menicho Al Achamor, he puts it on the donkey. Gul Chatzar Chatzin, note the Sakelim. Hanitlim B'Shabbos. When the donkey comes into a courtyard, you're allowed to carry, and so then you can remove the utensils that are not Muktzah. Shainin Tel B'Shabbos, but what? They're Muktzah Matira Chavolim. You untie the strings, Vasakin of Lameleim, and those utensils four fall down. Rav Huna fleshes out this halacha. Amar Rav Huna, four lines of Tav Kufnun Dalanim. Beis Hoysa Behemta Tuna Klis Chuchis. Rav Huna says, what if the animal was carrying a glass utensil? So then maybe Kar Muksasos, then you got to be careful, because if it's going to fall down, it will break. You bring pillows and blankets, Umaniach Tachtel, Umata Achaval Vasakin Noflin. And then they fall down. Asks the Gemara, Vanan Tanan, Noto Sakel Nitlin Bishabbos. Then we learn that the halacha is that one is allowed to move the utensils that are not muktzah directly from the animal. And this kli zechuchis, if it's a, let's say, a glass decanter, a glass bottle, a glass cup, all those things are dvarim hanitolim b'Shabbos? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, kikam rav huna bekarna du'umna, de'lo chazile. We're talking about the glass utensils for bloodletting that has no purpose on Shabbos. You don't bloodlet on Shabbos. And it's also Rashi adds even more, that it's a klimos, it's disgusting, and something that's disgusting has a din of muktza machmas gufo, can't even be moved if you need its place, and therefore, it's muktza, the only way to do it is to set up the blankets to catch and break the fall of these glass utensils. Asks the Gemara, how can you put down these pillows? Well, kamivato kli mehichano. You're causing that now you're not going to be able to use those pillows anymore. Answers the Gemara, bishlifi zutri. We're talking about small pillows where you'll pull one pillow out and it'll fall on another, or fall on another, and fall on another, going one from the next one to the next, where ultimately you're going to be able to pull out all of the pillows, and then it'll nestle onto the ground. Ask the Gemara Meisiva, I have a question. If you have the animal carrying tevel, now this we learned in Perek Mifanin, in the beginning of the 18th Perek, on Kuf Chav Vav Amebeis, that tevel is muktza on Shabbos. So therefore, we've got a problem how to take it off. Vashashios is a thick glass which has no purpose on Shabbos as well. So there the halacha is, matir es achavalim, you're also, if it's sitting on top of the donkey, untie the straps, vasakin noflin, and the utensils fall down, vaafal pisha mishtabrin, and where the only way you could do it is that way, despite the fact that it might break. And the question is, but wait a second, we had suggestion from Rav Huna that you put karim uksasos, put those things to break the fall. Answers the Gemara, and you could put, we mentioned, small pillows as well. Hasam bikusla. We're talking about thick pieces of glass, Rashi explains, that don't have much value, and even if they fall and break, then they'll fall into smaller pieces, and you'll be able to use them. And therefore, since there's not a great pseida, so then in such a case, we didn't allow them to bring the karim and the ksasos. It would seem from our Gemara that the only time you'd be allowed to bring these pillows is in a case of a hesed. Take nami diktani dumia de tevel, that the glass was equated to fruits that were untied. My tevel lo chazile, afachinami lo chazile. Just like the tevel is not usable, so too these glass also is not usable. Umay afal pisha mishtabrim. What's the Brisa bringing out that even if the glass is going to break, I would think that at the end of the day, there is a small hefsid, and for that reason, that would be enough of a justification to bring the pillows. Kamash malon, the chidush is that is not enough of a justification. Hence, despite the fact that it might break, you should not bring the pillows to buttress the fall. The Rishonim are bothered. At the end of the day, the Gemara seemed to say the only time you were able to bring the pillows is in the case of a Hefsid Merubah, despite the fact that nothing here is Muktzah. The pillows are not Muktzah. Tosas and Mem Gimel Amebeis says that we see from this that even though we paskin that a utensil like a pillow could be used for other things aside from its normal function, that it could be used for holding utensils, and we don't say ein kli nitl ella ledavar hanitl, like we said earlier in the Maseches. Nevertheless, says Tosfos Mem Gimel Amud Beis Dibur HaMaskil Kfar, that we see that is only bidyeved in a hefsid merubah, but lechatchila we paskin ein kli nitl ella ledavar hanitl. This is a big discussion, a big machlokas between the Melchamos Hashem and the Bala Mor, as well as the Ramban in his Chidushim over here. La Halacha, this is the position of the Magen Avram in Simin Reish Samach Vav, Sif Kotin Yud Dalid, that one is not allowed to put down a Davar HaMuktza onto a Karim or a Ksasos, even if you be able to shake it off, because you're being Mevatel, the Kli L'Sha'a. Ultimately, there seems to be another Magen Avram in Simin Reish Samachei Sifkaten Beis that says that one would be allowed to buttress the fall, even in a case in which there isn't going to be a hefsid, if it would be able to be shaken off. And in our sugya, the only reason that'll be asur is because you weren't able to shake it off immediately. This seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah as well in Simen Reish Samach Hei Sif Katan Hei. Gemara continues, Tanya Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Amar, Hoyse Behemtei Tuna Shlif. Shlif is a weight, Shel Tvua, of Tvua. Now this Tvua had not had Tevel taken off from it. Meimiach Rosho Tachteha, he is allowed to put the head underneath the weight, Umesalko Letzad Acher, and then the bags of the wheat will go to one side, v'hu nofel me'elof, and thereby cause the bags to fall. Chamor Shir Megamliel ha'isetun et vash, the donkey of Rebbe Gamliel was carrying honey, v'lo ratza farkat metzai Shabbos, and it was, if you will, a holy donkey, and didn't want to be unloaded on Shabbos, but l'moitzai Shabbos mesa. For that reason, on Matzai Shabbos, the donkey died, because it seems he didn't want to serve his master, Rebbe Gamliel, properly. Asks the Gemara, V'anan t'na notel kelim hanitlim mishehidvish, that you're allowed to, kishehidvish, you're allowed to take off the utensils that have already become, that have a purpose. So the Gemara is answering kishehidvish when it already fermented and the dvash was no longer edible. So hidvish l'may chaza, says the Gemara, if it's hidbish, then what is it useful for? Why is Rebbe Gamliel interested in it at all? Answers the Gemara, L'ktita de Gamli. He was interested in it for putting it on the back of a scraped donkey, or camel, excuse me, that was used as a way of remedying the pain. The Gemara recounts another incident with a Tana in regards to Mechamer, where he seemed not to follow the opinion of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Chamor Shor Rebbe Gamliel Haisatuna Dvash. The donkey of Rebbe Gamliel was carrying honey, V'lo Ratza Lefarka Ad Matzai Shabbos, and he didn't want to take it off until Matzai Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos, Mesa, and Matzai Shabbos, the animal, the donkey died. Asks the Gemara, V'anan t'nan, notlin kelim, hanitalin. That in our Mishnah we learned that you're allowed to move the non-muktzah items on Shabbos. So why is it that Rebbe Gamliel didn't take it off? Answers the Gemara, kishahit bish. It was talking about where the honey had already fermented and was now no longer usable and muktzah. Says the Gemara, hit bish l'may chazi, l'kitcha the Kitita de Gamli. Rebbe Gamliel was still interested in it because it could be used to rub on the back of the camel. Asks the Gemara, V'yatir chavolin v'yiplu sakin. Why didn't Rebbe Gamliel simply allow it to fall off on Shabbos itself, but even though he couldn't touch it, let him untie the string, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, and fall down? Answers the Gemara, Mitzteru Zeke. They would have broken the vases, the barrels, jars of honey. Asks the Gemara, V'yavi karmu ksasos v'niach tachten. Why didn't he do as we mentioned above, to put pillows underneath? Answers the Gemara, Mitanfi. The honey would get all over the blankets and pillows, and they become dirty. They would no longer be used in Shabbos. Become a vatel klimei chanu, and it'll cause that the utensil no longer be used. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that you can't be mevatel klimei chanu on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, va'ika tzar balechayim. But what about tzar balechayim? Ultimately, the animal died. So outside of the fact that it was muktzah, we should have been matir muktzah because of tzar bal chayim. Says the Gemara, kasavar, he held, Rebbe Gamliel held, in contrast to other shitas, tzar bal chayim dirabbanan, that tzar bal chayim is also an isur dirabbanan, just like muktzah, and therefore muktzah doesn't fall away in the place of the isur of tzar bal chayim. Rashi points out that there is a machlokis that includes this position of Rebbe Gamliel, whether Tzal Bar Chaim is Derabbanan or Deraisa in Eilu Metzias, Daf Lamed Bezem and Bezem Bab Metzia. It's a little bit of a wonder to me, and now I saw that there, it's quoted in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban raises similar questions on Rashi, that we already learned on Kuf Chav Ches Amed Bez, on the second wide line in the Gemara, that you're allowed to be mevatel kli beichanim because tsar bali chayim is the araisa. Now, Rabbi Gamliel definitely has the right to disagree, but Rashi, like we say in Hebrew, hitale mikol asugya. Rashi, for some reason, ignored the Gemara on kuf chaf ches on the base, probably because on the most basic level, there the Gemara doesn't say that tsar bali chayim is the rabbanan. The opposite, the Gemara says we're not concerned about mevatel kli beichanim because tsar bali chayim is Daraisa. It is strange that Rashi makes no reference to it at all. The Ramban actually changes pshat in our Gemara due to the fact that the Gemara seems to there to be conclusive that Tzar Bali Chaim is Daraisa and not the Rabban, and hence it would be Mavat El Muksa. The Gemara continues, Abaye Ashkechei Leila Rabba. Abaye found Rabba. Dekamashavshef Lei Libre Agva Dechamra. He was playing with his son on the back of a donkey. Amalei, Abaye said to Rabba, "Kamisham sheimar bebalei chayim. You're using balei chayim, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos." That, as Rashi quotes in the first line, that the Mishnah in Beitza says that you're not allowed to ride on an animal. Not only you're not allowed to ride an animal, you're not allowed to be mishtamish balei chayim. Amalei studenhein. He says no. It's on the side of the animal. He's not riding the animal. Utstadin lo gazru be'rabban. And on the sides, the rabbanon weren't gozer. Minat timra. How do I know this? The snat, because we're in our Mishnah. Matir chavom asakle noflin. So our Mishnah says that you're allowed to untie the packages on the back of the donkey. Now, my love is not talking about the chavar gavalki, that we're talking in an instance where there are packages on either side of the animal, the havalut studim, and you're being mishtamish on the side of the animal, utstadim lo gazur rabban, and the reason why it's permissible is because of the reason that I just says Rabba, and that is studim lo gazur rabban. Says the Gemara, lo bechaver al gavalki to lo havit studim. Literally, chaver al gavalki means packages that are attached to together. Chever, like from the word chibur, agavolki would be packages. We're talking about packages, the law of it, that are not on either side of the animal. And you don't even need to use the side of the animal. Inami belechta. Or we could say we're talking about where the bags are being held up by a ring. That's called a lechta. And by simply removing the ring, then the bags fall down, and therefore, you're not using the tzad behema at all. Asks the Gemara, Esvei, we learned in the Braisa, Shtayim bidei Adam, va'achas bi'ilan. If you have two of the walls that are made for sukkis, for a sukkah, by a person, and one is using the tree kshera, the halacha is that it is kosher. Rashi spells out that this is the idea of Shtayim Kilchasan Vashlishis Asa Ilan is going to be Ksheira. And for our purposes, the Hemshech of this halacha in Sukkah Chav Beis and Mebeis is important. You're not allowed to use this wall on Yom Tov. My lav, Dachik Bei B'Ilan. Aren't we talking about where? All you did was you made holes into the tree to support the other walls. Now, what does it mean you don't go up on it? It doesn't only mean you don't go up on the tree. It means you can't go into the sukkah at all on Yom Tov. So we see, my lav dachik bei bilan, dav utstadim, utstadim asurin. We see that the sides are asur. Answers the Gemara, even if you're only using it on its sides. Says the Gemara, loy, the kafya le'ilan. We're talking about, he spread out the branches of the tree, va'anach sichuch ilavei, and he placed the schach on top of it. There he's mamish using the tree. The kamishdamesh beilan, he's mamish using the tree. Ask the Gemara, yachim asefa shalosh bide adam va'achas beilan ksher v'onla biyamtiv. That we learn that the halacha is, but if three are man made, then even the fourth is a tree, then you're allowed to use it even on yamtiv. V'dekafi beilan amai onla biyamtiv. And if we're going to say that the schach is on it, how can you go inside? You're using the tree. Without the tree, the schach is going to fall down. Ve'elamai studin asurin. We have to come back to our explanation that it was the tree was being used simply by its side, that the other walls were screwed in, and that is also ask the Gemara self amai olin la bayom tov. So why is it even if you have three walls and the fourth is supporting the other walls, then that's also a problem of, it should be a problem with studin, and how can you go up on it on yantif? Ella, hasam, biguvaza, parsichna. Here we're talking about a tree that has many, many, gvazna is the tree, which is parsichna, has many, many spread out with many, many, many branches. The ilan gufei dofen ba'almahu deshavya. That it's talking about an instance where he's not using the tree to place the schach on it at all. And in the seifa, we're talking about where we say it's mutter. We're talking about a case where the schach wasn't placed on the ilan altogether. And therefore, there's no problem of the ilan prohibiting on yomtiv. That's the case where we have gavozna parsichna, that all he's using the tree for is simply as a wall. The Reisha is talking about a case where he put the schach on the finals of the sukkah. So then, in such a case, you're not going to be able to be ole biyomtiv. And where the reason it's going to be possible is not because of tzadeit tzadim. It could very well be that tzadeit tzadim is going to be mutter. Dekonami, the Gemara says, it's meduyik to make this distinction between the Reisha and the Seif as well. Diktani, because we learned in the Mishnah, Zakal kol ilu sheinata le'ilan v'yecholah la'amot. It says, if you take away the tree and it's able to stand, olin la b'yomtif. Then you're allowed to go on it on yomtif. So what do we see from the rule? We see that the rule of the Seifa is that if you would take away the tree, the schach wouldn't fall. And that's what the Seifa says, that you're allowed to go up on it into the sukkah on Yom Tov, in contrast to the Reisha, where the schach is going to fall, that's going to be possible. Shema Mina, so here we have a defense to the position of Rabbah, that studin is going to be mutter. This Bezer Hashem is where we're going to stop on Kuf Nun Dalid. And now we go, Bezer Hashem, to the halacha section.